Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, it is Freedom Friday. I'm telling you the truth. It is a beautiful day in Houston, Texas. And today's date, of course, it is March 29, 2019. As we continue our growth series, we're going to have a special guest on our show today. I'm super excited for this young lady who is really, I'm telling you, entrepreneurs across the country that's tuning into this show today. I'm really excited for each and every one of you guys who are really being movers and shakers and making sure that you're doing everything possible to grow your network no matter what it takes. We're going to have a special guest, Ms. Donisha, from London J Hair Extensions and as well as London J Distinguished Beard Care Products out of Fort Worth, Texas. And she's going to be sharing with us just some things that she's done to really start her business and establishing her business and getting a good name out there for herself. Guys, this is really something you want to take advantage of and taking copious notes, as we will be sharing with other entrepreneurs and businesses across the country to share their stories and how they were able to do the things that they're doing today and not taking no for as an option and not accepting those. And we're just going to continue to build and grow as we do always. And the five P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing this again. You got to start focusing on that. If you want to build and grow your network strong, you have to follow the five P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price, place, and promotion. So the more you stay focused on this, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are. And guess what? Nobody can take anything from you. So I'm just going to be super excited to see and hear from you guys each and every week as we do this every Friday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on reference to that. And, guys, if you want to learn more about what we do and what we talk about on the show, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, my website is www.globaltouchenterprise.net. This is Internet Radio, and as we continue to do more, and business talk radio, as we share with a lot of entrepreneurs across the country, we want to make sure, guys, that you're doing your marketing campaigns. Remember last week I was talking about face-to-face campaigns as well as your business materials campaigns, just like what the politicians do when they go out and campaign for your vote. You got to do the same thing as a business owner to go out and campaign for your business. So if you're not doing this on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, you're really missing out on an opportunity to grow. And that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen, growth, which is the most important commodity on me on the planet. It's all about growth. It's not about just doing what you're doing as a business, but growing as a company and growing individually, because you're going to only grow, your business can only grow as you grow. If you're not growing, then your business is not going to grow. So you have to understand that too as well. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my special guest and have her to talk about her business. I'm super excited, so I'm going to give her the floor. Ms. Donisha, are you there? Okay. Ms. Donisha, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
hear
me?
Yes, we're here.
Ah, I can hear you now. I had y'all on mute for a minute. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm so super excited. Thank you guys for tuning in, for being our special guest here on GTE Professional Network Radio. Let me share this with you guys. I'm super excited about this young lady here who is doing some things, some major moves out of Fort Worth, Texas. I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm going to tell you how we are able to connect the dots, no matter what city and state you're in, no matter where you are across this country, that we can all connect together and grow together. And so with that, Donisha, I just want to just share with our radio listeners about your company, London J Hair Extensions, and what inspired you to come up with this name and this company.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having us on your show. I was inspired because I actually went to a seminar. I heard about a lady that had made $1 million selling hair, and that got me a little stirred up and wanting to know how she did it. So I went to her seminar, and I really started thinking about it. I was like, this is something I can do. I prayed about it, and I laid across my bed one night and thought of a name, and it's just my children's name, my daughter's first name and my son's last initial, and my and the angel wings stand for love, and that's how I came up with the name of my company.
Wow, that is so cool. I like that. I like that. Well, and, you know, Denisha, I've been knowing you for a few years now. You know, me and you been around each other a while. But I'm really excited. I did not know you was in business like this for yourself. And it's funny how we connected on LinkedIn, and we found each other, and you just started telling me about it. And I just wanted to jump in and support you because of the fact of what you're doing, that a lot of women today can do themselves if they get off their Amy, I call it that, and do the right thing, and utilize your gifts and talents of what you're doing so you can help not only yourself but helping others in the process. So now that I got the name and all that, what was your first customer when you started your business with London J?
Actually, my first customer was a lady out of Houston, and I didn't even have the website up. Or anything. I actually posted on Facebook, and it was a lady out of Houston. She bought a wig. That was my first customer.
Wow. Okay. So, now that you've been doing London J Hair Extension, talk about more about the, I'm super excited about this one, the London J Distinguished Beard Care Product.
Okay, so I came up with that idea. So when I started my company, I was, you know, super excited. So I called a good friend of mine, and he's actually the co-owner, and I talked to him about it, and we started. So I wanted to offer men something, so I got his opinion on, hey, beards are out there. I'm starting to see more and more people, and I'm not seeing a female representing I'm not seeing hair companies that's offering a lot of beard products, so let's start a line. And we kind of agreed, and we tested it out, and that's how we came up with the ideal, and it's just been moving.
Wow, yes, it has. And I know you got your business partner, Chris, on the line as well. And, Chris, what did you think about this idea and concept that Denisha came up with? Was you so supportive in helping her with this product?
Actually, when she first mentioned it to me, 3 weeks before that, I was at a comedy show, and the comedian, his beard was extra shiny, like someone crushed diamonds and sprinkled in his beard, and I was wondering what was in his beard. And I asked him, what do you do for your beard? He said he had a stylist, and she would put some type of oil in it. So I started looking into it, and lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, Denisha calls me and asked me, have I heard anything about any beard oil? And I said I was just looking into the exact same thing, and I started sharing notes that I already took with her, and we just came together, and it's been a happy marriage ever since. It's been taking off. I'm excited about this thing. And I'm out here in Virginia Beach.
Yes, I know, and I have an uncle in Virginia Beach, Virginia as well, who also has a beard. And I just told Denisha, he's retired in the Navy, because he's a Navy boy, and my family is all military-based, basically. But since this came out, I didn't share it. I got the product myself, ladies and gentlemen. I've shared it. I actually got a representative, a friend of mine, who works at Topic Pizza here in Houston, who also has a beard. His name is Devin, and I got him the product, and he was so excited when I gave him the product, ladies and gentlemen, that this was something that I couldn't believe. His eyes lit up. He said, man, the product I was using was so crappy, it didn't even have a good smell to it. But when I showed him how much it tasted, man, he was so excited when he smelled it. But the thing that he got really that caught him, ladies and gentlemen, was when he got the balm. The smell of the balm is so sweet and nice and so fresh that he said, oh, yeah, I'm definitely buying some of these products. So I got him and along with some other friends of mine that are going to be on the product as well. And Denisha, I would show this guy. We designed a website for London J, Distinguished Beard Care Products, and I'm real excited about this product. And I can't wait for the website to be up for your London J Hair Extension. which is going to be good. And not only with Head Extensions, what all do you do with the London J women side of the business?
Okay, so we sell lace front wigs, frontals, and closures. We sell bundles. We sell processed hair right now. We will get into selling raw hair, but right now it's just steam processed hair. We also sell lashes, edge control, and we're working on coming out with a natural hairline, and we're also working on a couple of other things. We intend on taking London J worldwide, and it's going to just be all beauty and fashion the whole way.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that is great. And I know I got you guys featured in the Fashion Paper magazine with Crystal Styles,
yes,
who is the editor in chief of that magazine out of also Fort Worth, Texas. Seemed like Texas and got a lot of names for themselves for these entrepreneurs that I'm co-oping and connecting with. And guys, this is what it's really all about, is co-oping, connecting, putting the dots together so that way we can all grow together in the communities where we are. We don't have to be always so close to each other. And, Chris, I'm glad you're in Virginia Beach because that's a beautiful place. And I know a lot of men out there that would love to get a hold of this product with London J Distinguished Beard Care. And also, too, guys, the website that we just put together is going to be, I'm going to give you the domain to go. It's up and running right now, the website, as well. And they have the prices on there that you guys can check it out. You can see for yourselves what it's all about. And I'm real excited about it, Chris, because of the fact that I'm going to have some orders. We're going to have orders on that as soon as the beginning of this coming up week. And we're going to start April off on the right track. And what is the goal that you guys wanted to accomplish, Denise and Chris, on this beard care product for the men? What was the goal as far as orders are concerned?
The goal is to go international. The goal is to go international. I want London J Beard Care to be the name for London, the name for beard care, because I tested other beards and the scents are all woodsmen and, you know, outdoorsy, which is not a problem, but everyone is not into that. I took about 3 weeks picking five distinct scents, and I think I have the best smelling beard care out there, because I tested a couple other products and it's just not working. We had the complete package, in my opinion, and we're trying to take this thing international. We want to be the name for beard care.
Perfect. I'm super excited for you for that, Chris. And Denisha, I know you're going to be excited as well. I know you all to be excited because this is something that I did not know it was so popular with the men. But, you know, now everybody's, I call it the Moses beard. Everybody's getting that look, you know. So
right.
Now that you see the reception of it, Denisha, what do you think about it now that it's getting well-received across the country?
Oh, I think that it's going to go far. I think we just need to get it out. We just need to get it out there just a little bit more. Not only I want to put this in there, not only are we trying to get it known to be for our scents, we're also all natural. It's all natural products.
Yes, we're in the process of getting it vegan certified.
Right, right, right. That's what I'm saying, guys, the goal of the reaching of the people, the men, because you got a great demographic and, again, a great product. And I got the guy Devin is going to be testing. I gave him to try the whole thing for a week. Let me know what he thinks, and I'm going to use his testimony on the site so we can share that amongst the other men who are also wanting to get something that's going to be nice and fresh and keeping their beard soft instead of that brisky, that hardcore look like you said earlier.
Yes, that's another surprise to me. I can't believe how soft it actually makes my beard. It's almost unbelievable. Even if you go a day without it, the softness remains in your beard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of women don't like the brisky look on a man's beard. They don't like to be pricked, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we try to get something soft so we can rub up on them against, you know? So I'm really excited for that.
I have a co-worker. She said she rubs my beard for good luck. It's so soft. She says she loves it. She says she never seen a beard so soft.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm super excited, guys, about this product, about what you guys are doing. And, Denisha, I'm super excited about what you got. Now, as far as people with the hair, who do you got wearing your hair, and What is your goal for the week here now that you've got?
Uh-huh. We actually have, I'm glad you brought that up. We have actually have a New York runway model. Her name is Jessica Phoenix. She actually is wore one of our wigs, did a little picture for one of our wigs. So, yeah, we have her. And we're trying to reach out and just get it to more people, whether it be regular people or celebrity. We want just want London J and all our products to be worldwide for everyone.
Yes. Wow. That's super. That's great. I know it's going to come, and I know it's happening. And you're going to be traveling across this country too, Demetria. So be ready to get your wings together. Since you were talking about the London J. Get ready to be traveling all over the country representing products. And I'm really happy for you guys and all that you guys have done so far. So what can they do right now, Denisha, to contact you about getting hair from you right now?
Right now, we actually had a website and we took it down because we felt we needed to do it over because we always want everything we do to be easy and user-friendly. So I will have a draft up, but if they need to order right now, they can contact me on London J Extensions on Facebook or send me a DM, or they can contact me, send me a DM on Instagram at LJE_QualityHair.
Thank you for that. And, Chris, the men's website on the beard products is going to be LJDistinguishedBeardCare.com. Again, that's LJDistinguishedBeardCare.com. So, Chris, so tell me this. On the level where you see now where this is an opportunity for the men to not only have their beards looking distinguished but also fresh and soft, what other things in sense that you think you guys can come up with that you have, rather, for men who don't may not want to sit but just want a natural feel or flow for it?
Yes. Our natural is actually unscented. So you have to worry about any smells. Your cologne is what you'll smell like. We have unscented with and no carrier oils are in the unscented brand as well. So if you have any problems with skin allergies, anything, unscented would be best for you. It's less fruits and vegetables in it. It's all fruit and vegetables, but it's less than the natural product, and it's absolutely no scent.
That's great. And then also I smelled the samples that Denisha sent me. Denisha, I love the sample. I don't know what y'all call it, and I know y'all got to come up with some names for these scents. So, Chris, that's what we're going to have to come up with next, the name for the scent. So it could be under the London J title.
Yeah, I have names for the scent.
Yeah, we have names.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yes,
well,
we have.
I didn't know.
Yes, we have Dubai, which is more of a stronger, more masculine scent. We have the natural, as I mentioned. Decadent is more, you know, upscale, more classy, more expensive smelling. And we have Mombasa, which is a more of a rugged, downright, go outside and have some fun type smell. Then we have Tropical Breeze. You know, when you're on your vacation, you don't want to be smelling too strong. You want something light and citrusy. You go with the Tropical Breeze. And we have the 5 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. I like that. So then that's what we need to be updating and adding to that list, Chris. So send me that over so we can update the site with those different scents that you guys have. And not only that, Chris and Denisha, I know that this has been a good journey for you guys. Now that we're moving into the month of April, what campaigns do you guys want to see yourselves doing with this product?
Well, me personally, I want to do more for the veterans because I'm around a lot of military, like you mentioned, and I was in the military, and so was Denisha. So we want to do a lot of things for the veterans. So you can expect lots of promotional deals for veterans. And besides veterans, we'll be working on deals, you know, for holiday time and everything. So our next one will be coming up around Memorial Day. We have a new scent for Memorial Day, and that's what we'll introduce.
Perfect. Well, Denisha, I know you got something for the ladies then on that end for hair extensions. I know Mother's Day is coming up. You got all these different holidays for the women. What you got, you thinking on a promotional level for them?
We'll be having we'll definitely be having more discounts, more giveaways, We also will have more tips on how to take care of, you know, give you information on how to take care of your extensions, bundles, or your lace front. And then I also will, in the future, trying to get it started, giving some little coaching every now and then for women that's trying to get started in the hair industry.
Perfect. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, Denisha. I know these campaigns. I've been talking about them with my radio listeners. Last week, I was talking about face-to-face campaigns, Chris and Denisha, and I was also talking about your marketing campaigns that you normally do. But just like what the politicians do to do face-to-face campaigns to win your vote, to build your business, you have to also be on the forefront to do face-to-face campaigns with the customers so you can let them know what you're doing in the marketplace. That, to me, is most important than not just having a website or just having a name of a brand that you're just sharing with people and they don't know who's behind it. It's good to be in the front to let people know what you guys represent so that way they can support and be behind it. That's the level we are right now. And it's all about relationship marketing. And that's the key to success today.
Yes.
Is relationship marketing, and that's what I teach and train, ladies and gentlemen. I'm real excited about this group right here, and we're going to be promoting more, and we're going to have you guys back again on the show to talk more as we further now through the year on Suarez London J. and I'm super excited about the global growth that you guys are expecting to see from this product. And also, too, Denisha, I was also updating, too, with the guys on the men bearded products. I came up with the bags for the men's care products, as well as the brush that we can add to it, the comb. And so those insights for you all to look at. As a matter of fact, I used the bag yesterday to give one of the potential, I'm going to call him my marketing person, to do the campaigning with to share with other people that he knows. So this is a great opportunity, again, about collaborating, growing a network so that way we can build and help others as we help ourselves. So this is the whole level, ladies and gentlemen, that you must do consistently is build your network, build your team, and making sure you have some great people in the midst of that helping you putting it all together. And, Denisha, do you have any final things you want to share with my radio group, referencing your company as far as what does it take to continue to be persistent and consistent?
Yes, just keep watching for all the new things we have coming. We usually post every Monday with new stuff, new quotes, motivation statements, everything. And we just want to really say thank you for a Global Touch Enterprise, if I said that right. But we thank you, Ed, because you have been a really great help to us.
Yes.
We appreciate everything, and we're just looking forward to for the blessings that are about to come in the future.
Yes, ma'am. I'm super excited. And, Chris, I know you can. What's your final thoughts and saying on this one right here for the men's products that you're going to be helping representing there in Virginia Beach?
I'm excited and motivated, and I've been getting out there a little bit. This is all new to me, but, you know, it's going faster than we expected, and I'm staying strong and maintaining.
Well, that's good, my brother. I'm glad you're going to stay strong. We all will. And you're going to see the actual fruit of your labor, and that's what it's all about, laboring a good foundation for yourselves so customers and people can know exactly what you represent and why you're doing what you're doing. There's always a reason behind the madness. I always tell people that, and people always ask, hey, man, you don't ever sleep? No, I'm up 2, 3 in the morning, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, just figuring out some ideas that I just come up with to help other people.
Yes.
But it's not about me.
I was
up
at 2 o'clock doing inventory last night.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So it's all about you winning. And winners, we don't take no for an answer, and we don't quit, and we don't stop, and we don't take breaks. You know, this is what I
share
with
my
entrepreneurs. You got to keep at it. You got to keep plugging, because I'm telling you, the more you do this, that's that book I keep sharing with everybody. Read the book by the Napoleon Hill Foundation, 3 Feet from Gold. I'm sharing with you all this. If you don't get that book, guys, you're going to miss out on an opportunity of a lifetime. It has taught me some things I've never stopped after reading that book. I've read this book 10 times. I said it again, 10 times I've read this book because of the fact that people quit too early right when you get before you get your breakthrough, and guess what happens? You miss out. So we don't want that to happen to you. So we want you to make sure that you're doing whatever you can do, continue and being consistent, and don't quit. And I guarantee you, the more you stay
That's
on
right.
that, no matter how tiresome it gets, no matter how frustrating it may be, or no matter how many sleepless nights you may have, but for your dream, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Because I've seen a lot of millionaire breakers based on that alone that come here, and now they're all right. They don't have to worry about nothing. Money is not even an object to them.
Yes.
So that's what we want to do. That's the level we want to be on. I'm super excited for you guys for tuning in this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. I'm going to sign off again. It's going to be a fun, pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And again, we're going to keep, guys, the faith that I want you all to keep building the dream. And thank you, Denisha, and thank you, Chris, for being on my show. And we're going to do this again, my friends. It's not over yet until we win.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Hello, my darn thing is up. Is it still doing it?
Yep, I knew it.
Yeah, after a while, it stops. Hold on. Let me see this. Yeah, I just got my Wi-Fi turned off. Hold on, let me turn my Wi-Fi back on. Up. Turn on multitask. Okay, and then do like that. Okay.